Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you a story that I like to tell because it reminds me of something that's real important. How many of you like to ride bicycles? You guys like to ride bikes? Yeah. I love to ride bikes ever since I can remember. In fact, one time, one of my bikes was my horse. I had a name for it and I had a rope. But it wasn't until I got older and I went to college that I got a real bike. I mean, a fast bike. And I would ride it. Mostly, I would ride it all over, but mostly I would ride it back and forth to school. And eventually, I rode my bike back and forth to work. And this story is when I was riding my bike back and forth to work in Washington State. Now, where I lived, it was really cold and dark in the wintertime. And so I didn't ride my bike in the winter. I just rode it in the summer. And this happened the last week that I was going to be riding my bike because daylight savings time was going to end. And so this was the last week that I got a ride. And it was a Tuesday. Now, who here can tell me what you should always wear when you ride a bicycle?
A helmet.
That's right, a helmet. And I actually got my helmet the same time as the bike, and I always wore it. Every time I rode that bike, it was like it was part of the bike. But you know, I was taking care of the bike, but the helmet was getting kind of old. In fact, it started falling apart, and there was a foam piece that came off of the Velcro, and then another big foam piece was almost coming off, so I took it out because I didn't want to lose it. And without those pieces in the helmet, it was really loose on my head. And so when I'd stop, sometimes it would just come and fall on my face, and I knew that it could be more dangerous to ride it like that than to not ride with it at all. But I was so used to wearing that helmet that I rode with it like that for days because I kept forgetting. I had the foam pieces at home and I had the special glue at work and I kept forgetting to fix it. Then one day, this Tuesday, I remembered to bring the foam pieces to work and I worked all day and it got late and I started talking to someone and I went to go get on my bike. What do you think I saw on my bike? I saw the helmet and the foam pieces, and I remembered, and I said, oh, I gotta fix my helmet, that's right. And then right away, laziness came over me. And I said, oh, I don't want to fix my helmet right now. I'm tired. I just want to go home. I can fix my helmet another time. In fact, only 4 more days. And I'll have all winter to fix my helmet. Oh, I thought that was a good idea. So I decided I wasn't going to fix it. And then all of a sudden, I heard this voice, like coming from out of nowhere. And it was very clear. And I remember exactly what it said. It said, you don't really have an excuse this time. And I thought, where'd that voice come from? And then I thought, well, that's true. I don't really have an excuse. I mean, before I didn't have the foam pieces, I didn't have the glue, but now I had everything I needed and plenty of time to fix my helmet. So I said, okay, I'll fix my helmet. And even though I didn't want to, I took my time and did a really good job. I meticulously glued the foam pieces and fit them in my head, and I even replaced some of the smaller foam pieces with unused ones that I had from when the helmet was new. And I even adjusted the straps. They were kind of complicated, but I got them all adjusted. And when I was done, I said, wow, this helmet never fit so good on my head, even when it was brand new. And you know what? Just minutes after that, I mean just minutes, can you guess what happened? I got in an accident. And I was riding and they just opened a part of the road and I went to turn to go over the railroad tracks and I was too far to the right and there's a road in between the tracks. But if you're on this side of the white line, there was no road. In fact, it was like a big hole with rocks. And I was going too fast and I didn't have any time except to think, oh no, I'm in big trouble. And I went over the tracks and I hit the other track and went boom, boom. And I flew off my bike and my knee went into the road and at the same time my head slammed into the ground and I heard a shattering sound, like something breaking. And I said, what was that? Am I still alive? Am I still alive? And I was laying in the road and a nice gentleman stopped. He was in his business clothes and he had a cell phone. And another man stopped and he had a shiny red pickup truck and he offered to take me home because my bike was destroyed. Both of the wheels were bent and they couldn't be fixed. And so I went home, I went to the doctor right away and they checked me out and the nurse took a tweezer and he started pulling these little rocks out of my knee that were embedded in my knee. And he took a long time to pull those rocks out. I still have scars But you know, I didn't get one scratch on my face. You know why? Because the helmet stuck out like this, and when I hit, it kept my face from touching the road. And later that night, when I was sitting at home and I was on the couch, and I was just starting to come out of shock, because I started feeling really yucky. And I went like this in my hair. You know what I felt in my hair? No, I didn't feel foam, but I felt glue from pressing that foam piece. I felt glue in my hair, and that's when I remembered everything that had happened. Because when I was fixing my helmet, I had no idea I would ever need it. That didn't even come into my mind. I mean, I hadn't needed that helmet for 13 years. And I remembered how I was riding it and how everything happened. And I looked at the helmet, and sure enough, it was, you know, that shattering sound I heard was the helmet splitting apart. And it's designed to do that so your head doesn't split. And I had to cut the straps off and throw it away, but I was so thankful to God. I was praying. I was so thankful. I was thanking God because I know He sent that voice and He helped me to fix my helmet. And He protected me and sent those men to help me. And I was so thankful. And I knew how close I was to having a really big disaster, because if I didn't have a good fitting helmet, it would have been really serious. And so the lesson that I learned is, when you hear that voice, sometimes it comes from nowhere. Sometimes it might come from your mom or dad or somebody who loves you, and it tells you something that you know is right. You know in your heart that's the right thing to do. Even if you don't want to do it, you should listen, because sometimes that's how God talks to us. That's how He talked to little Samuel, and that's how He talked to Abraham when He told him to leave his country, and that's how He talks to us, because He loves us so much. And He wants to protect us, and He wants us to live so we can show others His love, okay? Shine like His little stars. Thank you so much. You kids are so attentive.